I won't complain. For a subject today, the favor of God. I toyed with that because there is so very much God's done for me. And I said for me, but for you too. The favor of God, based upon the passage of scripture that we read in your hearing out of the 39th chapter of the book of Genesis, we're going to be talking about the life of Joseph, the favor of God. The experiences of Joseph shows how God prepares a believer to be the person that he or she should be, and to do the work that they have been called to do. A true believer has to be prepared both to live a full life and to do his work upon this earth for the Lord. And this is what gets me with God. God takes the blessings and the trials of everyday life to purge the sin and the scum out of our lives. This happens, and it happens every day, to teach the believer that whatever you need to learn to become the worker and the servant and the leader that God wants him to be, God takes you to the trials and the temptations that you are going through. God takes the blessings and the trials of everyday lives, and they strengthen us so we can go through what we need to go through. It helps the believer to make better decisions in the future. God wants to entrust us with more and more work and service. God wants to entrust us with more and more to do for him and for mankind. We need to be trusted with what God has for us to do. God takes the blessings and the trials of everyday life and teaches us the greatest of all lessons. And that is, he and he alone can take care of everything, both now and eternally. There's not anything that God cannot do. Let me help you, try to help you so I can help myself. Joseph was the 11th son of his father, the oldest son of the woman that he was truly in love with. He loved this woman so much that after his father-in-law had tricked him, he worked another 7 years so he could marry this woman. After he married her, she did not give him any children, but he loved her still. His other wife and his other siblings, which he had 3, and Rachel would make 4, they had given him 10 sons and a daughter, but Rachel had not given birth to a child. And then through the span of time, because of something called mandrakes, which was supposed to increase the sexuality of the man, Leah allowed her son Reuben to give them to Rachel, and Rachel allowed her husband to go spend the night with his first wife. Ain't God all right? I know you lost, but go back and read 37 through 50 or the rest of it. You'll get it. It's there. So therefore, Joseph was born the 11th son, the first son of Rachel, and he was a son of his father, of the woman that he truly loved, and he loved Joseph above all the other children that he had. And it's in the Bible, it's there. He loved him more than he did the others, and gave him a coat of many colors. And the brothers were out feeding the flock. The father sent them, Joseph, to take them some stuff and check on them to see how he was doing, how they were doing. And he went to see how they were doing. And while he was, they saw him coming. And we do that by some of y'all sometime. We see you coming and we start talking about you because we see you way off over there. We do that. And but he was there. Here come this dreamer. Well, let's kill him. No, the older son said, no, you're not going to do that. Said, just throw him in the pit. And read somewhere the other day when I was preparing for this that his intent was to come back and take him out. But while he was gone to do what he was doing, some Israelites and some Midianites come along and they sold him into slavery. Joseph's going down into Egypt and was bought as a slave at Potiphar's house. And this is where we are now. Between verse 5 and 23, you read about the section that's known, that's probably most widely known about Joseph, is that he was accused of rape that he did not commit, but he left his coat. There's a lesson in that, people. If you go somewhere, you don't have any business, take all your stuff with you when you leave. No matter how fast you have to leave, take your stuff with you. If he would have carried his coat, we may be at a different place, but he didn't carry his coat. So he got put in prison. The man believed his wife, and so he was put in prison. We're at verse 5. Point number 1 comes from verse 5. God blessed Potiphar, an Egyptian. An Egyptian. People that don't know God. God blessed him. The scripture tells us that, and it makes it perfectly clear why God blessed Potiphar. It was not because of Potiphar. It was because of Joseph. See, sometimes when you have the favor of God, God will bless your enemy. I know that sticks in your craw, but you're not God. God blessed Potiphar because of Joseph. He blessed Joseph. He blessed him with his presence because Joseph himself was a hard worker and he did what he was supposed to do. He did not allow his circumstances to determine what he would do. Because of Joseph, God blessed and prospered all that Potiphar owned, both in his house and in the field. God blessed Potiphar so much that he put Joseph in charge of all of his property and possession. Everything except the food that he put in his mouth. I wrote this down here and I said a question. I asked the question, said, why is God doing this? He was doing this not for Potiphar's sake, but for Joseph's sake. To teach Joseph to be a leader and a hard worker. You may be doing something sometimes and nobody seems to think you ought to be doing what you're doing, but you do what you do because of the love of God that you have on the inside of you, and this is what I am supposed to do. Joseph didn't like, he's like most other people, I've never been there, he didn't like being a slave, but he didn't let his circumstances mess with his attitude. So many of us let the circumstances that we're in spoil our attitude and we get nasty just like. God was using the trials and the circumstances of Joseph to teach him leadership and hard work. Joseph was not wallowing in self-pity. He was not lashing out against the world and cursing God because he had been so badly mistreated. See, sometimes you have gold in your hand and you don't know that you have gold in your hand. And we shouldn't be that way either. No matter how terrible our circumstances and trials are, instead of complaining, we need to just cast ourselves upon God. God, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why circumstances are happening like they happen. But I'm putting myself in your hand because I'm trusting in you, and I know that you will not have this to come upon me if it have not gotten to you. I'm just a firm believer that whatever comes my way, God have approved it, and I'm standing on his word. It's hard sometimes when you're going through stuff to know that God will get you out of it, especially when it keeps coming and it keeps piling up and it keeps piling up and it keeps piling up. It stacks up on you. But you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that this God that I serve will get me out of this, and this too shall pass. My mind, and in my notes, I put it down because I didn't want to forget it. Went to Psalm 91, verse 1. Said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you're abiding with God, God's all right. Doesn't matter what come, he's going to get me through it. And I keep saying this because it's in my spirit. God didn't tell me that he was going to get me out of what I'm in right now. And sometimes I think he has forgotten where I am. But when I get to thinking like that, he reminds me of where he already brought me from. And I say he brought me from too far to leave me now. So God, I'm standing on your word. Joseph was in a whole lot of trouble, but you never heard. I didn't read in here where he complained about the circumstances that he was in. He's a lot better man than I am. I probably would have complained because I don't like to be in difficult situations. We need to get busy and stop complaining. We need to get busy at the task that's at hand and work very, very hard so we can do what God has for us to do. If we stay busy and keep working, that'll keep your mind off the circumstances that you're in. We make stuff too big. We make it bigger than what it is. If you turn it over to God, everything will be all right. Don't look at your problem. Look at your God. We always talk about how big, how bad the situation is. Talk about how big and how good your God is. Then your situation won't seem to be so bad. Listen, God have stuff to come our way to stir us up, to let us know that we cannot make it by ourselves. Listen, when society and everything get to going wrong with you, all you need to do is just turn to God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 said, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Don't worry about those people that stand around and complain and talk about you, about what you're doing. Just do what you do as if you're doing it unto the Lord. And God will, he'll bless it. But you got to get out of yourself. You got to forget about yourself and think about God. You need the favor of God in your life. And God wants you to have his favor. That's why he gives it to you. You got to turn around and come to him. God blessed old man Potiphar, but his wife had other ideas in mind. See, sometimes you get in situations not because of what you've done, but because of the mind of somebody else. The devil is always busy. If you don't believe it, you start getting out of line with doing something for God. that you have not done before, the devil will try to stop you from doing what thus saith the Lord. But you got to stand. And when you can't stand by yourself, you got to be real truthful to him. You got to tell him, God, I can't handle this. Will you stop by to help me to get through this? That's why Joseph left his coat. Because if he would have stayed to try to retain his coat, he would have been somewhere God didn't want him for too long. See, sometimes we want to do things ourselves and do it our way. You got to do it God's way. When you do it God's way, you might not understand it, but you will come out better in the end. You will be cleaner than it would if you'd have been washed with tides. But God will take you and he'll bring you through it. You don't have to see it. You don't have to know you're going to get through it, but you know the God that will get you through it. Listen, point number two comes from verse 21. Joseph became stronger through God's presence and kindness. God let him know that you need to depend on me. Verse 21 said, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Listen, that's point number two. God prepared Joseph by teaching him to have a positive attitude. I know some Christian folks don't like for you to talk positive things, but God is not a God of negativity. God is a God of upbeat. God is a God that's only going to do what's right. Does it mean no negative will never come into your life? No, it does not. It's coming. But you look at the bright side of it. Well, Joseph looked at the bright side of being in prison. He worked just like he did when he was in Potiphar's house. Didn't not do what he was supposed to do. He did not let the circumstances stop him from doing. Well, I asked myself another question, y'all. What was Joseph's feelings? I tried to put myself in his place. I said I would have been ticked off. I would have been mad with Potiphar's wife. I would have been mad with old man Potiphar. And then I really would have got real angry with my brothers. Because if they never would have started it, I never would be where I am now. But Joseph didn't think like that. He just stayed right where he was. He was obedient to the Lord. He was obedient to God the Father because he was obedient to his earthly father. His earthly father told him, said, go find them. He went to look for his brothers. When he went to the place where they were supposed to be, they were not there, but he still walked around. I said he was walking around just like he was lost, didn't know where he was. And I saw a man and he asked him, said, have you seen my brothers? They're out feeding the flock. He said, they're down about Dothan. Go down there and you'll find them. He went down there and he found them. But when he found them, they didn't like him when he showed up. See, God put you through stuff that will help you to get stronger. I'm going to get in somebody's tea right now. Don't know what situation you're in. You might not like it, but all you got to do when you get in the middle of it is throw your hands up in the air and praise God. God, I don't thank you. You didn't bring it to me, but you'll get me through it. You got to see yourself out of it. I watched the induction of the Hall of Fame yesterday, and Andre Reed said we ought to see the end from the beginning. That's what I think Joseph did. I didn't know why God had me watching it, baby, but that's what it was. You need to see the end from the beginning. When you see the end from the beginning, you got yourself all the way through it. You might be in a situation now, don't seem how you're going to get out of it. Don't worry about where you are now. Start visualizing in your mind where you're going to be when you step out of it. That's what God wants you to do. Old man Joseph, he saw himself getting out of where he was. Didn't know how he was going to get out, but he was trusting in God. If you know everything, you don't need God. That's why you need God. You don't know where you're going to be the next 5 seconds, but God already got it mapped out. You need to trust in God. God will get you through whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. God will get you through it. There's nothing that God can't do. God can't fail. I may fail, but God can't fail because he's in charge of everything. And I am his child, and what I need, he will provide. If you don't believe, he will provide. You just go. You just let him. You just let his child need something, and God will provide. He blessed me with two kids and everything that they need. If I can provide it, they got it. Their mama might not like it, but if their daddy can provide it, they got it, because God is my father, and God will provide whatever I need. See, God's a good God. He's the best that there is. And God will make you stronger because of the things that you have to go through. If you don't believe it, just talk with the Israelites, and you will find that God will make you stronger because of what you're going through. God, in this short passage of scripture, four times he says that God was with him. Verse 2, verse 3, verse 21, and verse 23. God was with Joseph, and he wants us to know that as he was with Joseph, you too, he'll be with you. You don't find where Joseph actually talked to God, where he actually got down and prayed and talked about how much he believed. But everybody that came in contact with him knew he was a believer. Y'all know what I'm fixing to ask you now, don't you? You know what I'm fixing to ask you, don't you? Do everybody you come in contact with know that you are a believer? And you don't tell them. Don't tell them. They just ought to know. So it ought to be something about you. When you walk, it ought to look like you're gliding. You're not even stepping on the ground. You ought to just walk happy. You ought to look happy. You ought to talk happy because of the goodness of God. Joseph didn't tell him. It said the keeper of the prison made him because he saw it. Are you walking? Are you walking so people would know that you are a child of God? You need to do that. What's that song? I don't know, but one line. Order my steps. Order my steps in your word. Joseph did that. He ordered his steps. He had his steps ordered in the word of God. I want to make sure y'all got this last of this point right here. Yes, I said, true believers can be assured of the Lord's presence. Joseph was assured of the Lord's presence. And I don't know whether he had read this or not, or God gave him this, but he did something. He did what 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 7 says for us to do. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You don't have to take it. You don't have to take it by yourself. You don't have to go through this by yourself. You just cast your cares upon him. Because you are his child, and he'll see about you. Point number 3. Y'all will be glad I just got 3 points today. But I'm on page 4, and I got 7 pages, so y'all. Point number 3. God does not care where you are. If you are in his favor, he will find you and show you his favor. Your address may be unknown to the President of the United States, but God knows right where you are. You can't hide if you're his child. God prepared Joseph by teaching him the qualities of leadership even through hard and difficult times. the warden of the prison began to notice Joseph, that he was a capable and a hard worker. The warden noted that Joseph's God blessed everything that Joseph did. Therefore, the warden made Joseph overseer over the other prisoners. You may be there, and nobody else might like what you're doing. But if you're working, God will promote you. And if God promotes you, can't nobody demote you. God prepared Joseph by teaching him to trust in God's care and the power of this God. Joseph was in prison, and that's in the lowest position that a man can be. And did God care enough to bless him and make him successful in prison? The answer is yes. CCC goes back to, doesn't matter where you are, if you got the favor of God, a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. No matter where you see a rose, if it's a rose, it's a rose. You may get stuck when you stick your hand there, but it's still a rose. You can't stop it from being a rose. If God blessed Joseph when Joseph was in prison, what you think he'll do for you? He'll bless you too. Wherever you are, if you lean and depend and trust in God and don't waver in your doing, God will bless you in all your situations wherever you are. Doesn't matter, regardless of the circumstances. You may have been wrong to get to where you are, but regardless of your circumstances, while you're in the middle of your circumstances, if you turn to God, God will bless you. The consequences for you doing it, what you've done is wrong, but God will bless you. Joseph hadn't done anything wrong when he was in prison, but God still blessed him. Yeah, you may have done something wrong. You may have earned the punishment that you're getting, but God still will bless you. God still will bless you. And you don't need to worry about what all the rest of us say. If you get things right with God, God will handle it. We may slow you down, but what God blessed me with, you can't stop me from getting it. You can get in my way, but you can't stop it. You may slow it down, but you can't stop it. Because what God put in the motion, it will come through. If God got a blessing for you, you just stay right there. God's going to bless you. Doesn't matter what the rest of us say, God will bless you. But you got to stay faithful and trust in God. Don't let the circumstances stop you from being faithful to God. You have the favor of God. When you have the favor of God, man does not understand that. Look like you shouldn't have it, but you got it. Everything Joseph touched turned to gold. It prospered. You remember in reading about him where he had those two men that was in prison, and one of them was, I forgot what they did, but one of them, he did something and the king put him in prison. Joseph interpreted his dream, told him he was going to get out, and he got out, and he said he was going to remember him. He didn't remember him, and they killed him in 2 or 3 days. Then the next one, when he got out, he got out, and he went back to the king, and he started working, and he remembered Joseph after a while. And Joseph, you can't read in here where Joseph said anything negative about any of them. But one of them finally remembered. See, and y'all know I got to eat. When you God allowed Joseph to stay in there so long because he was marinating him. Marinating him. You know how you do that when you're gonna put that steak on the grill, you marinate it for a while. You don't put it on the grill as quick as you get it, you know, because if you do, it may be tough, but if you marinate it, let the seasoning go through it. That's what God doing with you in your situation that you're in now, that you think you ought to be out of. He's marinating you. You're going to be tenderer when you come out of it. You'll be easier to get along with. Won't have to have a real sharp knife to cut you. I can take my fork and put it down in you and cut you. Because some of us, our attitudes are real bad. Attitudes are nasty. They're worse than a septic tank. But when God get through marinating you, you can put that knife in you and that fork in you and won't need a knife to cut you, and you'll be all right. I mean, you're going to get along with everybody. You're going to take stuff, and you're not going to let it upset you. God fixes you. That's why Joseph didn't come out. He understood that he had to stay there and know that he knew that God was with him. And nobody else might not know that you're a child of God, but you need to know. You need to know. And if you're a child of God, somebody else know it other than you, because their spirit will agree with yours. Somebody here knew that Joseph was a God-fearing man. They might have called him the God of the Jews, but that's all right. That's all right. But he was there. Potiphar's wife did him an injustice by saying that he raped her when he did not. But God, help me, Holy Ghost. This is the point I hope nobody misses. When something wrong have been done against you, you go ahead and suffer the consequences. God will take care of it. God will take care of it. Joseph didn't badmouth her. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. See, so you don't have to try to get back at me if I do you wrong. Leave me alone. Pray for me. Keep living for God, and God will take care of me because you are his child. That's what we need. That's when you know you got the favor of God, when people keep trying to stop you or hurt you and nothing seems to stop you. But you need to make sure that you're walking with the Lord. When you're walking with God, God will provide and take care of you. Well, I'm down to my conclusion now, but I still got 2 pages or 3 pages. Joseph faced some very difficult times in his life. Trying times, trying and terrible things and experiences in his life. God was preparing Joseph to be the ruler of Egypt. God had to make sure that Joseph would be successful. You in your life, with what you are going through, if you don't understand why the song they sung earlier, by and by, we'll understand it better by and by. When you walk with God, God does not ask your permission for stuff to come to you. Joseph had problems with his family when he was sold to his kinfolks. They took and sold him again, and he went down there, and he had problem after problem. But when you're walking with the Lord, everything is going to be all right. By and by, when I get over, I look back and wonder how I made it over. God will fulfill his promises to you, just like he did to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He fulfilled his promises to those patriarchs that their families would go down, be enslaved, but they'll come out. God needs, sometimes we get in situations so God can do you just like he did the children of Israel. The children of Israel, when they was down in slavery, in Egypt in slavery, you know what I saw? I saw a butterfly in a cocoon. A butterfly in a cocoon. If you pass by a butterfly and he's in a cocoon, it looks like he's in all kind of trouble. They tell the story of a man that saw a butterfly like that, and he took and cut to help the butterfly get out of the cocoon. The butterfly could not fly because he had a great big body and little bitty wings. The butterfly was supposed to stay in the cocoon to use up all the food that was in it to give him the rest of the parts of his body. But since the man helped him out of it, he couldn't fly. See, so that's why sometimes you're in the situation that you're in, God won't get you out because you're not mature yet. You have not learned what God needed for you to learn, so you got to stay there a little bit longer.
You know how you do sometimes when you look at biscuits in the oven? They look done, but they're not quite brown enough. You let them stay in there just a little bit longer. Yeah, I keep telling y'all, God got a sense of humor. He said, well, now, if I take this joke out of here now, he's going to turn around and do the same thing again. So I'm going to let him stay in there just a little bit longer. Yeah, that's what happens to us when we try to come out of something too soon. Stay there. Don't do anything to make yourself stay there, but trust in God, knowing that God knows when to bring you out. God knew when to bring Joseph out. Brought him out in the nick of time. Brought him out when Pharaoh had the dream about the seven different animals that come up, one lean, some lean ones and fat ones. He didn't understand it. Nobody could interpret it, but God had a man. And the man was locked up in prison. I don't know what your prison is, but if you're locked up in there, you stay there until God get ready to bring you out. And when God brings you out, can't nobody stop you. Because God would have fixed it. So everything that you do will be in order with what he needs for you to do. My question to you is, do you have the favor of God? You might not be able to answer that, but keep living, and God will show you the answer. I'm through, but let me tell you my story. And my story, according to history, is true. There was a man that lived in Nashville, Tennessee. And some of you may have seen the movie, Something the Lord Made. Vivian Thomas is the man. Born 1910, died 1985. He was planning to go to college, and the stock market fell in 29, and he lost all the money that he had saved to go to school. Oh, by the way, he was a black man. He was saving to go to school. He lost everything he had. And his father was not able to send him. His father was a carpenter. He got a job at Vanderbilt University working with Dr. Blaylock. He was a carpenter, and he was working with a researcher that was at Vanderbilt University at the medical institute. Another black man that he was working for got him this job because he knew he was real good with his hands and he was a real intelligent young man. And he put him in with this doctor who was doing research, and he worked with him. The story goes that they worked on everything, and he helped the doctor with his research. And then the doctor moved and got another job. He carried him with him because he was involved in his research. They were working on heart surgery. Here's a man that, because of the pigmentation of his skin, couldn't go certain places, couldn't go to school. When he went to be interviewed at Vanderbilt University, he had to go around to the back door to go into the office to be interviewed for the job. But he got the job. He worked and he did the work. When the professor left to go to the other institute to work, he carried him with him. They had a birthday party for the doctor. Dr. Blaylock was his name. They had a birthday celebration for him at one of the big motels and wherever he was living, and he couldn't even go in there to the celebration. He stood in the movie, they say he stood behind a palm tree and watched it because he couldn't go in. I'm telling you this because when you have the favor of God, you have to go through something that you wouldn't normally go through. People tried to get him to stop doing what he was doing for the professor, but he wouldn't stop because he had a dream, and he wanted his dream to come to fruition. When the doctor died at Vanderbilt University, they put a big picture of the doctor up in the foyer, and before Dr. Thomas left, his picture was up in there too. The thing that they worked on most of all were blue babies. where he come up with some concoction where he figured out how they could bypass some artery that the babies were dying. And this man had no formal education, but he did it. When you have the favor of God, God have put some stuff in you. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you are, God knows where you are. And the moral of the story is that because he had to go through difficult times, he did not let it deter him. You heard me say in the beginning, he wanted to go to college. He was not able to, but during the process of time, he became known as doctor. So that tells me he must have gotten it somewhere. But the story is that when you have the favor of God, if you stay with God and use what God have put in you, I heard somebody say the other day, God wanted to hide what how he operates, and he wanted to hide it where he hid it. He put it in each one of us. He put part of himself in each one of us, and God is nothing but great and good. So therefore, if we walk with him, we have his favor. But you got to walk with him. I'm through. Invitation.